My name is Jane Fachipa. I want to tell you about my life in direct provision. I came from Zimbabwe to seek asylum here in Ireland because my life was in danger due to political situations in Zimbabwe. When I came to Ireland, I was depressed, stressed, and vulnerable. I had given up on my life, and the stress of being far from home was killing me. I used to spend most of my time locked in my room, which was also stressful as I was sharing a room with two other ladies I didn't know. The change of environment, the change of food, especially the weather, was unbearable. Well-being studied by COGIA in 2019, conducted with a sample of 70% of adults living in the direct provision centers in Ireland, a high level of mental health challenges, and issues with access to service and support. Many asylum seekers have been witness to war, persecution, natural disaster, poverty, rape, and lives with complex psychological needs, mental breakdown. Asylum seekers are very lonely and have got a lot of depression, boredom, anxiety, stigma, trauma, affecting their well-being and mental health. An example, I used to have flashbacks on the past experience. I had trouble sleeping, anxiety, depression, and not too trusting. Sharing with strangers, people from all countries with different culture, backgrounds, language barrier, it is not easy to communicate freely on the phone as you don't trust other ladies and you feel they are listening on your conversation or spying on you. Long waiting in direct provision system is very slow with making their decision. People, they stay in direct provision for more than 3 years, not knowing if they are going to be deported back to their country, having the fear of the unknown. Some cannot get work permit and some cannot get jobs, which is very depressing. Affects self-worth and meaning. Some have survivor guilt, and some of them, because of this COVID, self-isolation, frequent testing, is quite depressing and stressful for the asylum seekers. I started the Pathways to Well-Being, Supporting Immigrants and Ethnic Minority Mental Health Well-Being Program and Mental Health Peer Advocate for Ethnic Minorities. When I started doing these courses, they impacted on my life in a positive way. I have learned a lot and regained my confidence and my life back. I have gained more strength, courage, and happy, and I can now transfer what I have gained to people going through what I have went through in this system of direct provision. I started some programs in our center, helping some of the asylum seekers I stayed with and relieve stress of what they are going through. I used to support women in my center. I used to provide guidance, encouragement to asylum seekers through physical and emotional support. I used to organize daily yoga and meditation in the mornings, basketball, games and walks. I used to talk to them about stigma, listen to them with an active hearing. And I wish if the government of Ireland can give all the asylum seekers their own door apartments, houses, which they can integrate in the Irish community, and they give them freedom and they forget their worries and stress. Thank you.